Radicals need a radical solution to peace in the Middle East. A ministry helps the next gen engage in Bible reading with their ears. And an outreach is taking parental involvement in school to a whole new level in Honduras. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Solutions are few and far between as ISIS grows its caliphate. The U.S. is recruiting and paying Syrian citizens to fight the Islamic State, hoping that 3,000 will be ready by December. Bob Blinko leads Frontiers USA.
I think we need a more radical solution to our problem. We have to start with the scriptures and with Christ. If we start with Islam, we will all be afraid, and we will look for solutions that are worldly.
But Jesus offers a pretty radical solution in the gospel, where he asks his followers to forgive their enemies and pray for their persecutors. Frontier's new website, PrayForISIS.com, echoes that call.
It follows the person of Saul, who became Paul. And the verses from Acts 9 really do help a Christian identify with ISIS today.
There's a link to PrayForISIS.com at our website. Check it out and add the modern-day Sauls of ISIS to your prayer list. Pakistan is closing its doors to foreign aid groups. That makes the work of Pakistani Christians, like the ones helped by Forgotten Missionaries International, even more important. FMI's Bruce Allen.
That's the beauty of what FMI does. It doesn't rely on Western missionaries coming into Pakistan. We're partnering and empowering, propelling the indigenous believers.
Foreign groups have been under pressure since 2012, when an international charity was linked to U.S. agents hunting for Osama bin Laden. So you might not be able to go on a mission trip to Pakistan, but you can still help spread the gospel there. Get the details at missionnews.org.
We do need partners here in the U.S. who will say, we stand with our brothers and sisters. We want to make sure that in difficult circumstances, this pastor stays at his work with the church, doing outreach in his community.
And pray for believers as they keep sharing Christ despite new obstacles. You're listening to Mission Network News. One of the best ways to interact with thousands of today's teens in one place is to visit a concert. That's what I Am Second, a ministry of E3 partners, is doing at the Vans Warped Rock Festival. The organization uses testimonies of musicians, neighbors, athletes, former drug addicts, and more to touch people for Christ. They'll be traveling with the U.S. tour to over 40 stops to personally minister to rock fans across the country. Here are their stories from last year with the link at our website. As technology evolves, people are becoming increasingly distracted. This may seem to present roadblocks for studying God's Word, but Faith Comes by Hearing is targeting these challenges through audio scriptures that are available on a variety of platforms. Bill Lohr of FCBH.
Technology and other things have given me access to carry God's Word around with me on my phone. That's really what's going to get these other generations into God's Word. You know, they're not going to want to go out and seek it to have to carry a Bible with them or run home to grab that print Bible. They want to have things with them immediately.
Social media is one of the biggest ways FCBH connects its resources with its audience.
If Facebook were a country, it would be the second largest country in the world. There's over 1.2 billion people on Facebook, and that continues to grow. And so the sheer number of people that are there, we want to make sure that we can interact with them on God's Word.
Pray, give, or go with Faith Comes by Hearing through our website. And a school in Honduras is telling parents that their children's education isn't just up to the teachers. The Jubilee School is a partner of Orphan Outreach in an area where parental involvement in schools is a new idea. Still, parents are excited, taking classes about everything from forgiveness to homework habits, and they're listening to a local Christian pastor teach about how to approach education from a biblical perspective. To help the program continue into another year, look for the link at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes by Hearing. A Bible stick is a portable digital audio player that plays an on-demand, high-quality, dramatized recording of the New Testament. Activate your name by clicking on the Bible stick link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.